Now, there's also another kind of faith that gets people healed. I'm reminded of the man that was on a bed, and he had four good friends. You know, sometimes somebody needs a friend to bring them in the right place. Four of his friends carried this man. They said, Jesus is in that house. And we're going to bring it. They had faith for their buddy to get healed. They picked up one side each of that couch and they got there and didn't say, oh my goodness, we can't get there. They said, we brought him here. If we have to, we'll take the roof off of that house and we'll lay him in the presence of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you got to be determined. Nothing is going to stand in your way of receiving from God. Sometimes you might need a good friend. How many know it's important to have a good friend? Amen. Sometimes you need somebody to carry you where the presence of God is. It's the truth. Not all healings are the same. He had good friends, good buddies. They carried him. They said, let's rip the roof off. Jesus is right there. And that man got out of that bed and he was healed. I think of Oral Roberts, diagnosed with type tuberculosis and healed. Brother Hagin had a heart condition and a blood disease and was healed. I get thinking about all these people, you know what, that got healed and delivered. Now people say, well, you mentioned a couple people I don't like. Well, you know what, you need to get rid of some offense in your life and you need to get healed, glory to God. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you like him or don't, they still got healed. There's documentation of the healing power of God. You know what, we don't need to be a critic. Don't criticize everything good you hear. You should maybe criticize some of the stuff, bad stuff you hear, but not everything good you hear. God is a good God and he heals more people than we actually get to hear of. It's just the bad news sometimes overrules the good news. I wish the news would report every once in a while somebody not dying. You know, wouldn't it be a breath of fresh air? This lady's in the hospital. She didn't die. Glory! I just think it'd be good. You know, maybe it's just my Acadian way of thinking, but God, we need good news every once in a while. And that's why Jesus died, for us to have good news and to believe in life. You know, and so nothing is too late. Nothing is too hard for God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. He's made up his mind. He loves you so much that he's already pre-approved your healing. He's already pre-approved your deliverance. He's pre-approved your salvation. All we have to do is believe and receive, and we shall be healed. Jesus saw their faith when they carried that man. The man had faith. Because, I mean, you know, if the man didn't have faith, people say it was all the faith of his friends. No, but the man had faith. You got to be willing to let your friends bring you somewhere. Right? You know, they could say, we're bringing you somewhere. Where are we taking this ride to? You know, he had to be willing to go. How many people take you somewhere you don't want to go? Right? Don't happen. If I could bring people that didn't want to come, I had to bring them all to church tonight. Right? I figured this out in my life. People do exactly what they want. Ah, people say, I didn't mean to do that. Yes, you did. You did. Just fuss up to it. You don't do anything you don't want. I don't do anything I don't want. People say, did you want to come to PI? Yeah, that's why I'm here. I didn't want to come, and I said, no, I don't want to go. You know, nobody can make you do anything. No, nobody can make you believe. Nobody can make you doubt. You are the bishop of your own soul. You are the one that decides what you're going to believe, what you're not going to believe. You're going to either say, that guy is loony, or that guy has to be right. You know, you're going to make up your own mind what you're going to believe in this place tonight. You're going to say, God can heal me, or I don't believe that. I know too many people that died. Well, then you know what? Go ahead. You know, but you know what? What you believe about me doesn't change what I receive. If you believe I'm called or not, doesn't matter. I still called. Yeah. I used to think it all depended on what people thought of me. I got free. My God, I got free. Something about getting a little bit older that you don't care no more what people think. I used to care about what everybody thought. You know what? Now it doesn't matter what they think. God is still God in my life. Amen. If a guy can put a box in his head and see the glory of God come down in a place that affected the whole world for 100 years after, he can do anything. You know, sometimes it's not that we need to get God out of the box. We might have to get men in the box. Anyway, you know, God wants to heal people and he wants to deliver you, but we got to be willing. So the man had faith. His friends had faith. We also need to see that to God, healing people is no harder than forgiving their sins. If you believe that it's harder to forgive sins, just think about it. You believe, listen to this. You believe, you said, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord. Everything wrong you did was gone. Cleansed. You believe you're going to a place you've never saw. You tell me you're going to walk on streets of gold. You're going to worship God in the throne room and you can't believe God's going to heal you. The same faith that takes to believe there's a heaven and you're going there is the same faith that's required to heal your body. There is no difference. But this is what people say. It's easier to believe there's a heaven because I can't see it. I tell you what, if you don't believe in healing, you ain't going to see that either. We need to see it in our spirits. The reason you know you're going to heaven is because the Spirit bore witness with your spirit. I'm saved. I'm going to spend eternity in heaven. Some people that think heaven's going to be quiet, you've got to be kidding me. People tell me you're loud. Jesus is louder. The Holy Spirit is louder. He's going to shout so loud, the dead are going to give up the grave. They're going to come out of the ground and they're going to be caught up in the, they're going to shout so loud, they're going to push the gravity right up them. I'm telling you what, Jesus is loud. We ain't going to sit in heaven on a little cloud playing a little harp. I'm telling you what, not Cupid. I didn't sign up for that. I believe that we're going to worship God. I believe there's going to be praise and worship. I believe the angels, there's going to be a choir of angels. They're going to worship God. I believe the glory of God is going to be so strong. But I'm telling you what, we are going to heaven. But being saved is not just going to heaven. It's not having to live with the effects of hell while we're on the earth. He redeemed me from all the curse of the law, everything in my life. So in your body, you're not only going to receive healing tonight, you're an agent of change to bring healing into other people's lives. You got power. You can lay hands on the person next to you, they could get healed. And the Bible says we'll lay hands on the sick. People say, well, pastor, if you lay hands on me, if I don't feel anything, does it mean I'm not healed? No, it didn't say you lay hands on the sick, they feel something. Now, some of you going to feel something, but not everybody feels something. And even if you don't feel nothing, doesn't mean God's not at work. It says, I shall lay hands on the sick. If you're sick, it didn't even say to pray. You could just lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The word recover means to be brought back to its rightful condition. That means all the effect. I'm recovering from everything that has been in my life. If the heart's not beating right, it begins to beat right. Everything coming back in its rightful place. Why can I lay hands on the sick and see them recover? Because I'm a believer. Amen. I'm a believer. I'm not a special preacher with a special anointing. We all have a special anointing. That's right. It's the same anointing that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. It dwells in us. I'll tell you what, if you tap into really what is in you, we'll see the world be changed by the power of God. I tell you what, maybe I can't get to your lost loved one, but you, some of you are saying, well, pastor, they won't even let me pray. Don't pray. Don't pray. Lay hands. Grab them by the hand and say, oh, yeah. Yeah, I laying hands. Glory to God. People say, what are you doing? I just laying hands. Glory to God. There's a transference just by me touching them on their body. Amen. They don't let me pray. You know what? When they start feeling some heat going up and down their body, go, whoo, what's going on here? And you just say, oh, you know what? No, darling, you know, and you're just, you don't need to say a word. You just need to lay hands. Isn't that what it say? We added the prayer. We got to have faith that we touch the sick, they be healed. Just like the man that went to R.W. Schumbach's meeting and had a bottle of oil given to him in the meeting. And he just got saved, so he didn't hang around us Christians long enough to find out how much doubt we should have. So they said, this oil is healing oil. He said, he's in the car and he's thinking, I got healing oil. I got healing oil. Where am I going to go with the healing oil? He says, oh, I got it. I got it. I got it. I'm going to the hospital. I got the healing oil. Those people are sick. He says, I'm going to go give them my oil. He said he didn't know of the doctors, so he took a white coat from some from the nurse's station, put a white coat on. And so he went from room to room. He took the oil and said, now get up, go home, you're healed. 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 He said, all of a sudden, the doctor just saw a crowd of people coming towards the elevator. Why? They said, this doctor came in, said, get up, go home, you're healed. But the thing is, they checked those people, and each one of them that got up were healed. He used up all of his bottle of oil. He went to the meeting the next night. He said, I need a barrel of that stuff. A barrel. Simple faith. He just believed he got oil. This is healing oil. We touch people with this oil, they get healed. Amen. He didn't know enough to doubt. I love that. I wish we didn't know enough to doubt. Yeah. That we just went out and did what God said. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If I could speak in tongues, then the same power there is in my speaking in tongues is in also the healing power of God being released in somebody's body. Wouldn't you like to hear the story? This woman came into my room. She touched me. Didn't say a thing. Heat went all over my body. And I just got heat coming all over the place. And doctor checked me and I'm healed. It's like when Smith Wigglesworth went and did a meeting, he recorded this story. He went and he stayed at this lady's house. And she said, Smith, she said, my husband's not saved. He said, darlings, tonight, just don't change the sheets. Husband went in and got in bed. And he said, whoo, honey, it's hot in here. And got out of bed. Wasn't back in. But whoo, honey, it's hot in here. He gets back out of bed. He got back, and what it was the conviction power. You know, if you believe in Paul's handkerchief and Peter's shadow, I tell you what, God is a healer. There's something in us that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And it might seem foolish to the world, but the Lord will take the foolish things of this world to conform the wise. And so I don't need a special thing. I just need the thing he told me I could do. And I want to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. People say, well, Pastor, how many people do you pray for? I pray for everybody to let me. I lay hands on everybody that let me. I tell you what, I believe God heal everybody. But you know what? I believe we also got to do something by faith. If you believe, you got to believe. There's two things that got to happen. It's not all about the preacher. I believe I lay hands on the sick, but you got to believe you got something. You got to believe that what we did was the word of God. And not go, well, I didn't feel anything. You know? Oh, that didn't happen to me. No, you got to believe. See, this is where faith kinks in. You got to have faith to come, faith to have hands laid on, and faith to believe, to trust God. It's done in the name of Jesus. And that's the truth. And that's the good news. That's how many people got healed. Now, there's some people God just showed mercy and compassion. Sometimes there's the gift of faith, but that's as the Spirit wills. And I tell you what, I can't turn that one on and off as I want. If I could just flow in the gift of faith every time I wanted to, Pastor, I'd be in it all the time. I mean, I'd just turn it on, you know. I'd just flick the switch. Hey, I got the gift of faith. Let's get moving. Right? But it's not as I will. It's as the Spirit wills. I can't turn on the gift of healing, but I am a believer. Yeah, that's right. You can do that. I can do that. I can lay hands on the sick. And he says, you shall. He didn't say maybe. You shall see them recover. You believe that? If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. Amen. Yeah.